This is WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
Right now, that time, 8:16, you're tuned to WGNS again on this Wednesday morning. And this morning in studio, we have guests from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, and we have SRO Sergeant Tim Hayes and also SRO Chad Dodson. How are y'all this morning?
We're doing great. Thanks for having us, Scott. Great.
Well, Dodson, I see you brought a friend with you.
I brought Pancake. He's kind of a celebrity in the Las Casas community.
I've heard about that. You even wrote, what, two books now?
Two books, yeah. I've got a second one just come out. So
what in the world, where did Pancake come from?
Pancake came during the pandemic when everything was just so gloom and, you know, all the kids had to wear masks and everything. I just felt bad for him. I wanted to see if I could find some way to lighten up the atmosphere. So I had this dog, brought him out, didn't think that far ahead. They started asking his name. They started asking, you know, everything about him. Then I thought, well, Pancake's one of my favorite foods, so I'll just name him Pancake. I thought that just rolled off. And, I mean, it just caught on. And, you know, we ended up doing shirts. You know, yeah, shirts each year. And then I wanted to do something that year to it just kind of ended on a positive note. And then we did a book called Pancake and Friends. Added some more friends that year, Peekaboo the Turtle, T-Bone, another dog, and did a book about them being kind of scared and coming to school during the pandemic.
Now, what age groups do both of y'all typically work with day in and day out?
I have a pre-K class and all the way through fifth grade.
Okay.
And then I'm at McFadden, so I'm kindergarten through fifth grade.
So, you know, those school years, I'm sure can be difficult for some kids and maybe easy for others. But how do you go about relating to those kids day in and day out, especially when big problems come up? Or, like, for example, COVID, you know, you brought a stuffed animal and talked to them about that and related that way. But how do you figure out what to say each day when some of these kids bring you new problems you haven't heard before?
Well, I think one thing, it depends on the grade level. You kind of have to, you know, adapt to that. But, you know, and I'll use some of my, you know, just kind of vague, you know, I've been through a lot of stuff too. So, you know, I'll kind of use that and let them know that, you know, it's going to be okay. You know, there's people here to love you. There's people to help you. And I always try to make myself available for them to come talk to me anytime they need to.
You know, I think sometimes adults just kind of glaze over problems or issues kids are facing, thinking, well, the kids, they're going to get over it. Everything's going to be fine. But I'm sure they face a lot of the same struggles that adults face too.
Oh, definitely. And you know, Scott, this is our 30-year anniversary for the SRO division in Rutherford County. We were the first to bring the SROs to the state of Tennessee. And through those 30 years, a lot has changed, but, you know, the basic problems are still there. One of the biggest things that we're facing now, of course, is social media and problems that arise from that. So we just are there every day for the kids. The kids see us every day when they walk into the building, and they know that we are there for any problems they may have that arise.
You know, one of those problems, just using this as an example, a fifth grade student recently passed away. He had brain cancer. Mm-hmm. And I know the funeral services were held yesterday for him, and they're going to continue today. Then a prayer visual or a candlelight visual will take place this coming Friday. But this kid who was in fifth grade, he had a lot of friends at the school. I believe Black Fox is where he attended. But these are things that children do come up against, losing a friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think a lot of times it's just important to be there to listen and try to comfort them the best you can. But sometimes it helps just to talk.
And how do you break into that? Because it's sometimes hard to get these kids to start talking about whatever it is that they may be feeling.
I think that's where it comes from, building relationships with them, which is the most important thing we can do. We have to build those relationships where they can trust us, where they'll come to us with things. And we do that through teaching classes or Pancake or whatever the, you know, case may be. You know, it's, they trust us. They, you know, we have those relationships with them, And that, you know, that's very important. In a lot of cases, we have relationships with the family too. So,
and Sergeant Hayes, you brought up social media. That plays a role in pretty much everything we do, for kids, for adults, teenagers, all of us.
Oh, definitely. And going back to what Chad said about the counseling, you know, SRO division is built on the triad approach, which is everybody knows that A, we are law enforcement officers, B, teachers, and then C, that third part is being a counselor for the kids. And that goes for, you know, any tragedy that happens in their lives, or going back to social media. If they have issues that arise from social media, we are there to help solve those problems and guide them in the correct direction that they need to go.
Sometimes the problems that kids face are actually the problems that a parent may be going through, or a problem with a mother, a father, whoever it may be, drugs, alcohol. But that can really impact a child.
Oh, definitely. And we all work as SROs closely to our school guidance counselors in the school system. So they are a big part of a resource that we use to help.
How do you teach a kid that, you know, behaviors you may see at home may not exactly be healthy, but you're going to have some type of boundary in order to cope with it?
Yeah. I, you know, one thing I try to teach them, which through Rad Kids is a program we do, you know, there's good and bad people. Sometimes that might be a good person that's made a bad choice. And, you know, it's not always going to be strangers. It's sometimes people you know. And, you know, I've experienced that in my life. And, you know, I try to let them know, you know, you don't have to choose that path just because it may be hard, but you don't have to go down that path.
Now, what is called the SRO Junior Academy is coming up right around the corner, and that is going to be something that helps to get, what, fifth graders ready for middle school?
Yes, the Junior Deputy Academy is starting on May the 28th through the 30th. So Memorial Day, we're not having anything. And then the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is the camp. We have a south side that is going to meet at McFadden School of Excellence, and then the north end of the county is going to meet at Stewartsboro Elementary School. And it is basically any fifth grade student, current fifth grade student, that is interested in going through a mini police academy to learn all about the aspects of law enforcement. I encourage them to reach out to their school resource officer to get more information, and Officer Dotson here is working tirelessly to put on a great camp and maybe have more to say about it.
Yeah, we want to do this, just a three-day law enforcement experience. It's kind of like a police academy, like a mini police academy. So we're going to have, you know, platoon and squad first thing every morning. We're going to have some police integrity class, school safety class, first aid. We're going to have mock crime scenes that they can work with. Bike patrol will be there for demonstration, K-9. And then we're going to do a Rad Kids program, which is a self-defense, self-empowerment program for kids.
Now, when you look at that Rad Kids program, have you ever had kids come back to you and say, you know, some of the stuff that I learned during that particular class, I was able to actually use in real life?
I've seen some kids that have been able to use, you know, as far as safety, stranger safety, things like that. You know, from the stories that I've been told and stuff. So they do listen, you know, if we're talking.
It seems like the bigger thing is, if you give a child that confidence to walk away from something, say no to something, whatever the case is, that's going to help really equip them for a lot later in life.
And there's three rules of Rad Kids, and I try to, you know, even outside the Rad Kids program, I try to, you know, talk to the kids about this. And the first one's, no one has the right to hurt them because they're special. The second one's, they don't have the right to hurt anybody else, including themselves. Unless someone's trying to hurt them, then they can stop them. And then if anyone has hurt them, or they trick them, or they make them feel bad or yucky inside, it's not their fault. So they can tell somebody to get help.
What are some of the things that you deal with daily in our local schools?
A lot of things, you know, our teachers and everything, they do a really good job, you know, working with the kids. A lot of the stuff I have been dealt with or talked to kids about, and a lot of times it's family issues. You know, that just sometimes I don't think people realize how much that affects the kids. And, you know, but it really does. And kids are listening. you know, when we think they are or not, they are listening.
So those different family issues, you know, I'm trying to think, if the child's in fourth, fifth grade, the parents are probably fairly young in most cases. I would guess a lot of parents arguing, struggling over financial things and probably drugs, alcohol, all that stuff. But is there one category that seems to happen more often than not?
Not really. I mean, nothing I can just kind of put my finger on as far as being the most, but it's just, you know, it can be just different, you know, different reasons. But.
Well, and I supervise all grade levels, and so I see all the different aspects, and I still go back to social media problems, to where, you know, there is online bullying. No longer is it so much bullying on the playground where I push you and call you names. It is the online social media stuff where they post stuff about others on their various social media accounts, and it seems to just last longer than it would have back in you and our days, where we, you know, fought and it had been over with or whatever. It just keeps carrying on.
And that's got to be hard, because sometimes I'm sure a kid may arrive at school not even knowing that another kid posted something negative about him.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And I've worked all three grade levels, and that is a lot worse, I know, even nowadays than when I worked it, but especially middle and high schools. But you still have some in elementary as well. So, you know, it's just some cases, you know, you have to get involved with. So.
Yeah, man, I mean, we see kids as young as maybe third grade that has their own cell phone.
Really?
Now, yeah. So it's becoming more and more popular, I guess.
You know, I think I had my first cell phone when I was 21 or so.
Mine was a bag phone. I've been telling the kids I was going to bring it and, like, put it over my shoulder.
Yeah, with everybody having a cell phone, kids that young having a cell phone, they do get on things like social media, yeah. Even though I think most social media sites, you're supposed to be a certain age to get on them. But,
and they make up their date of birth to where they
a lot of them supposed to be 13.
Little, yeah. Johnny's 20. I don't get it. but that does have to add some additional struggles to the daily lineup, I guess, of what happens at school.
Oh, definitely. For us, for the administrators at the school, like I said, when something like that happens, it just seems to last a lot longer than it would have prior to social media.
And I would guess because of social media and big brothers and big sisters, kids are learning about things they normally wouldn't have learned about unless they saw it first in a video or on a picture on social media. Mm-hmm. Could be drugs, could be, yeah. Who knows what.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, I mean, kids are know way too much, you know, at a younger age nowadays. But yeah, it's, you know, technology's around us everywhere. And if they don't have a phone, they're going to give them a friend's phone. So if they have the opportunity, a lot of times. So
how big of a role do siblings play in the lives of the younger brother or sister in schools today?
I think a lot of, and I've worked with families before too, they are a huge impact because they looked up to them. And a lot of them try to be like them. So, you know, it has a big influence that I've seen and worked with. And that can be positive or it can be negative. So
I could easily see it going either way,
yeah.
In a lot of cases.
Yeah.
What if there's a, you know, a parent listening of a fourth grader, fifth grader, what would you say to them as far as what you should look out for, what you should kind of worry about today if you were to have a worry? What are those issues?
I would have, you know, restrictions on the cell phone. Obviously, have a restrictions. Don't let them take it to their room. You know, have maybe a check-in point or something like that. You know, and there's programs they can reach out to their phone provider, and you know, maybe, I mean, there's programs out there they can see every keystroke they make. But I would definitely limit it and don't let them take it to the bedroom, because I mean, there's, you know, they get by themselves, there's no telling, and even if they didn't do it intentionally, they can get into something, you know, that they don't mean to. And there's just a lot of bad people out there, unfortunately, that try to take advantage.
And know your kids' passwords,
yeah.
of their accounts on their phones or on their computers, so you can regularly monitor what they are doing online.
And I know, you know, there's apps, and it seems like these apps would be illegal, but, you know, there's apps out there that looks like the same thing, like two calculator apps. If you see something like that where there's two, three, the same app, you know, a lot of times they work like a calculator, but they put in a certain code and it opens up a whole new pictures, library, or, you know, videos, and all that stuff. So I would just know. And like Sergeant Hayes said, know your password. Kids are not giving it to you. There's some reason they don't want you to see it. So
I know we have guests on a regular basis from the Child Advocacy Center and also from the Sheriff's Office. Not too long ago, we learned about some programs going on where they started a specialized division where they focus on child predators, you know, getting online and attracting children, trying to lure them to meet them somewhere, stuff like that. Are those issues that prevalent in today's society here locally?
I don't have any specific numbers or anything from you, but just from my own experience, I have known of that to happen. So,
and I think as quickly as we are growing as a county, just as statistically, it's going to be more because we have more people in the county. So you're going to have more issues. And we try to stress to our students when we talk to them about internet safety and things like that, where if they're talking to somebody that they don't personally know, that person can say they're the same age when in reality they could be 40, 50 year old man. So we just try to stress to them to be safe when they're online and only accept friends that they know who they are and not somebody that they think who they know they are.
I would say that's where it gets really, really tricky with kids, because it's really hard to convince them you don't need to allow everybody to be your friend on whatever social media app you're on.
Yeah, well, I mean, they think it's cool to have hundreds and hundreds of friends, and there's no way they could possibly know all those people.
And one thing I try to, teach the kids, if your friend, you know, if you have friends on your phone or social media, whatever, that is not in your offline friend circle, then you don't need them because you don't know who they are. And, you know, that's something that, you know, I really try to push across to kids, that, you know, a bad person is not going to be bad at first. They're going to be nice to you. But if you don't know them, you don't know them. So,
again, with us this morning, we have Rutherford County School Resource Officers Sergeant Tim Hayes and SRO Chad Dodson. How do you tell a kid, you know, well, if this person is saying or using words like this, these are things you got to kind of watch out for? And does a third grader understand these are indeed signs of or alarms that tell us to stay away?
Well, we think they do. I mean, kids are getting smarter and smarter these days. And what we continue to tell them and to stress with them is if something feels uncomfortable as far as you don't like what you're hearing, what somebody is saying, to tell an adult, to go tell your parents, to tell, you know, your SRO or your teacher or your principal, just make sure somebody knows. That's the most important thing.
And are kids coming to y'all? Are they going to administration or their teachers to say this is happening?
Yeah, there's somebody in that school building that they are more comfortable enough with to go share this stuff information with.
How hard is it to make that call to a parent to say, this is what we just learned at school today and we're going to need you to come here and talk to us? Or maybe it's an investigation happens first. I don't know.
Well, I try to have those relationships, so it's a lot of times that helps me, you know, and I hate to bring bad news, but sometimes you just have to call and just tell them, you know, kind of what it is, you know, I don't try to sugarcoat things, but you can be nice and respectful and, you know, tell what you need to tell. So
what all is happening this time of year, because schools are wrapping up the year, high schools, there's graduations taking place. How chaotic is it right now in the classrooms?
It is crazy. All the different grade levels are doing different things. Of course, seniors are graduating right now. We've already went through, three, four graduations in the county already. So high school is definitely wrapping up quickly. middle schools and elementary schools, you know, they have their various events, field days and fundraisers and fun days and everything you can imagine. So inside the school building right now is pretty chaotic at times.
Are there still like end of the year dances, end of the year socials, you know, parties, all that? Are those things still happening?
Yeah, of course, field day for our school was kind of it was scheduled last Friday because we were out. So I'm not sure how that's going to work now. But we have talent shows coming up, you know, next week. The faculty, the kids put on a talent show. Pancakes even in the talent show, doing the monster truck show. So, you know, it's busy. I mean, it is pretty busy right now. So
I would guess it gets pretty hectic around there, especially this time of year. But kids are probably more excited this time of year than any other type of or any other time of year, just because school is about to be out for summer.
They are excited, but I have a lot of kids too. They love their school so much they kind of hate it being out too. So, which is good.
Yeah, their school and their friends. You know, yeah. They don't get to see all their friends as much as they used to during the summer.
Or pancake.
Or pancakes.
Sergeant Hayes is Pancake's biggest fan.
Tell him where you have to keep Pancake so he doesn't go missing.
Well, Pancake causes some issues during lunch sometimes, and, you know, kids get kind of wound up and stuff. So teachers have kidnapped him before and took him. So I have to keep him locked up in my filing cabinet, so just so the teachers can't get to him.
It makes sense there.
Yeah, he's under
under lock and key.
Lock and key.
Yeah, is that the original Pancake, or
that's the original?
So it hadn't been stolen yet.
Not well he has.
Not
but they
for long term.
Yeah,
there's been full investigations.
There was a week. There was a week. I didn't know where he was. So, but I did. They did send me a video of him. So, you know.
So what do SROs do once the school year is out?
Well, we supplement other divisions as needed. Of course, we've had summer schools going on a lot here in the past 3 or 4 years. So we do use SROs at the summer schools to still do the same job. Elementary officers will be doing the junior deputy camp the week of Memorial Day. And then the summer is also the time where we get a lot of our in-service hours that we are required to get through the state. So we have SROs going through different end services across the state.
Okay. Again, talking to the Rutherford County School Resource Officers this morning. I know just this past legislative session, the governor put into place a lot of new measures to make schools safer. Everything from having bulletproof glass or bullet-resistant glass is a mandatory thing at, I believe, all new schools, and then something along those lines at schools that were already in existence. But all these things being said, what is the best or the safest thing that a parent can do whenever they send their child to school?
I think, and of course, you know, I'm, you know, our school is really tight on security. They, you know, if they see anything that doesn't look right or something, they notify me and I go check it, and I get there early in the mornings and check the campus and everything. So, what they can do, what really helps us, and you know, especially middle and high school levels, even elementary too, if you see something the night before and it's something that you feel is a threat or something that, you know, could happen the next day, notify somebody then, because we've had SROs to stay out all night before investigating stuff just to make sure nothing's going to happen. And, you know, we try to stay on top of all that stuff, but we need someone to let us know. I mean, we all have to work together.
And notify somebody that can actually do something about it.
Yeah.
Your administrator, your SRO, don't think that you're helping by reposting the threat over and over again or sending it to other students or other parents. Because all that does is hinder our investigation.
And it causes more alarm.
Yeah.
So going back to social media,
it always
again,
does.
Has there been thoughts of maybe, I don't know, barring phones, cell phones from the students during the school hours? And if so, how could you do that? I know some school districts have done that, and maybe it's worked well. I don't know if it has or hasn't.
Well, I know, especially when you get down the younger grades, you know, I know they can still have it, but it has been their locker turned off. So, So every school might be a little different, but
I did read one day last week that a legislature had proposed a bill to, if a student commits a threat online about a school building, that they will either suspend their license or make them not be able to get a license until a year or two later. So that would help out, I think.
That would be a good start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have a lot of parents out there, and they are really the ones who are kind of keeping the cell phone in the school, because you have parents who say, I want to make sure my child has that phone in case anything happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I understand that completely, being a parent. But it's just, you know, it's just really important to, you know, to let us know, you know, if you do see something, you know, quickly, so that we can.
If you see something, say something. That's what we say. Yeah.
Now, when it comes to the schools being safe during the day, I know there are check-in procedures that people have to do whenever they get to the school to pick up a child, to eat lunch with a child, whatever it is. But are those procedures followed in the same way at each and every school in the county?
Sergeant Hayes, you may be able to answer that.
They should be. Every school in the county has what's called the Raptor system. So any visitor to the school building has to show their government-issued ID. It is scanned to make sure they're not on it, or the registry, before they're allowed into the building. Now, some schools are more strict as far as letting them into the first layer of the school building, if they have a foyer or not. So they may make you wait outside. But everybody that comes into the building has to be scanned prior to entering.
And, you know, just if you're coming for an event or something, just make sure you allow a little extra time for that. And
yeah, a large event like Grandparents Day, where you may have 100 grandparents, it could slow it down, but they still have to be scanned.
How in the world do you keep up with court documents, from parents getting a divorce to who has custody? How do you figure that stuff out? Because that, it changes a lot, I'm sure.
Well, you know, we ask, and really whoever, you know, parent, grandparent, whoever that is, needs to make the school aware and bring a copy of it. Because
probably,
you know,
right away.
Yeah,
after
right
it
away.
Changes, man.
Yeah. If it's changed that day, you know, they need to get it there as soon as possible.
Because that kind of stuff, I guess, does not show up when you scan someone's ID, right?
It does not.
No.
But now if they had a warrant or something, would that show up? Or restraining order?
Yeah. No, not restraining orders. Basically, it's checking for if you are on the sex offender registry. Yeah. So none of those individuals are allowed in the school building.
I would hope not.
Yeah. As far as the custody things, at a lot of schools, they'll have a spreadsheet if they have a large amount. I mean, you can only imagine if you have, you know, 1,500, 2,000 kids, you're going to have a lot of paperwork. So it's up to the school secretary, the front office ladies or men that are there every day to kind of know what to look out for and to make the SRO aware if there's an issue.
Yeah, and that can be also added to the school system where they can see it.
Yes.
I can't imagine how hard that would be to keep up with, because if the court case happened a day before, I could see where a parent may not have made it in there in time to get that paperwork in.
And, you know, some of the things we run into as well is they may have one court date. They, you know, bring that, but then they'll have an amendment that day or something, the court day, or it continues or whatever, and then they don't bring that part. So it's kind of hard to, you know, we just need to make sure that they're bringing, you know, once there are changes to stuff, they need to be bringing it to the school.
Yeah, we ask, of course, we can only go with the most updated copy that we have. That's what we go by. I mean, there's some instances where we have to call if a parent says, well, this is a later date than what I have, we may have to call the court and to see what they have. So, I mean, it is definitely challenging.
And I could see where you would have to call the court in some instances, because I could imagine some parents forging paperwork to say, hey, I'm supposed to pick them up.
Yeah, I have called just to verify the paperwork I had was legitimate. Yeah,
it's got to be awkward standing in front of that parent. Hey, this doesn't look right. Again, talking about the Rutherford County Schools this morning. Time right now, 8:45. We're going to take a short break, and then we will be right back.
Putting the big bat in our lineup since 1981.
This is Ben Ingram, and the Atlanta Braves play here. News Radio WGNS.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street, across from the tall NHC building.
We've expanded our store. We've increased it about 600 square feet. We would just be very excited for everybody to come check us out.
Proceeds from sales benefit Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit serving the underserved here in Murfreesboro.
We were able to put merchandise into our store that we previously haven't had displayed: maternity clothes, scrubs, activewear, pajamas.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, and our hand-fed baby bird nursery is starting to fill up. If you are looking for your next sweet feathered companion, come in and see us. Find your next pre-loved, pre-spoiled pet here at Animal City. Be sure to check out our downstairs level. Here at Animal City, we would like to thank Murfreesboro for letting us be your family-owned and operated pet store for 33 years. Animal City is located at 919 Northwest Broad Street.
Hi, this is Peter Demas. Join our family at Demas's Restaurant. So many people buy so many different things. You know, I go out to eat and I like eating steak, where my wife will end up getting her salmon. Our salmon is cut fresh, so she loves her salmon. It's one of those places that you can go, you can get pastas or chicken. You know, the kids love it. Get what you want at Demas's Restaurant and not be limited just to one or two items. Join our family at Demas's Restaurant, 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden has just kicked campaign season into high gear with a video offer to his Republican challenger.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Mr. Biden, in a dig at weekly breaks at the former president's hush money trial, Mr. Trump has responded on his Truth Social platform saying he is, quote, ready to rumble. He tells Fox the president's proposal for face-offs before early voting begins are fully acceptable to him. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
A debate in late June and another one in September, around the time many Americans start getting their ballots to cast votes early. This was a complaint to the Trump campaign as well, that the previously scheduled debates by that commission were being held too late in the process.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Gold has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. Treasuries are buying more gold. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold. You can do the same. And if you do it this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Adams Place was a very, very good thing for us to do at our ages or earlier, because I would have been more able to do a lot of the things that are here for us to help us keep feeling younger.
I saw this young lady with her father. She said, yeah, I'm trying to convince my dad that it's better to move in 5 years earlier than 5 minutes too late.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me from about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Capstar is now a division of Old National Bank. You'll notice some changes as we complete the transition to Old National Bank. The Murphy Spread team that you know and trust at Capstar are always ready to serve you. We'll temporarily use Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. As always, we're ready to serve you at Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, member FDIC.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Right now that time, 8:50, you're tuned to WGNS again on this Wednesday morning, and we're talking about the Rutherford County Schools and the SROs, and we have with us today SRO Sergeant Tim Hayes and SRO Chad Dodson. And going back to the stuffed dog there, Pancake.
Yes.
Tell us more about that and the book that you have, actually two books now. How do you go about selling the books, and where does the money go from the books?
Anything made from Pancake, we do a shirt in the fall semester each year, and then we do there's some stickers and, you know, things like that. But the book, all the monies, anything made from Pancake, all of it goes to a account we started, Las Casas Cares, and it's to help families in need for necessities like clothes and shoes and things like that.
And then what do kids or parents learn from the book itself?
Well, Pancake and the Tooth Man is the latest one, and it's about his trip to the dentist. And he's a little nervous because his little brother and sister, they're twins, Waffle and Waffle, and little boy, little girl, nobody can tell them apart. So they love the dentist. He's scared because he don't want to look like a baby. And then he's nervous, goes to school, mom picks him up, goes to the dentist. And the whole point is sometimes things are not as bad as what we think. So worked through the art teacher to get a couple of fifth grade students to draw the pictures for it. And so it is got a story, and it's got pictures to color throughout its coloring book. And then a couple of activities in the back.
So the kids who helped to draw some of the pictures in the book, do they feel like they're famous at this point?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. They love doing it.
Now, Chad, don't you also do a canned food drive with Pancake, sponsoring it and donate some of that food to the local?
We did last year. This year, we spread the food drive out over the year instead of doing just one time, and ran it like an election. And Pancake runs against some of his other friends for president of Las Casas Elementary. And each can item or food item is a vote. So this year we had to do a little different. So we raised money for the United Way that way this year. And they had a big presentation and announced president, and Oakland Middle cheerleaders came. And it was just a big event, big pep rally. Of course, Pancake's won every year. So we are promoting him to king, and next year there's going to be a new president of Las Casas. So,
you know, I think most of us have heard a story at one point or another about how a child, the only meal they get is the meal they get at school. And I know sometimes kids can go home with a backpack full of canned goods, but do you see that being the case where some kids, their only meals at school?
I've seen some. Yeah, I've seen some that way.
And we do send food home with those children, yeah. Especially on the weekends when they will go 2 days without, you know, being at school. Our cafeteria managers and at all the schools are very good at identifying those kids and those needs and helping out.
And sometimes we'll have churches bring in food as well, just, you know, that they can send home.
So some of the roles that you're taking on, you're taking on a counselor, you're taking on a father figure at times. I mean, it's got to be tough at times.
It is at times, but I've done this, well, I've been an SRO for 15 years, altogether 26 years in law enforcement. But this is the busiest job, but yet it's the most rewarding job. And, you know, I love what I do. You know, it's, a lot of people don't see the hours an SRO puts in. But, you know, we put in a ton of hours, you know, nights, weekends. We do get some time, you know, a few weeks off in the summertime. But that's from time we've already worked. So, but yeah, it's busy. But it's the most rewarding that I've ever done.
Now, are you ever able to link a family to maybe a nonprofit or a resource to where they're able to get the help they need, and then you are able to see some type of positive change?
Yeah, I have had some contacts that would help with, you know, vehicle repair and things like that. So,
yeah, we just had two SROs at Laverne here recently that went and bought a part for a car for a family and installed it themselves so that the family could have reliable transportation. So, yeah, we are very much a part of their everyday lives.
Have you got some families, some moms, single parents, whatever the case is, where they're living out of their car?
Yes, that was the case with this Laverne incident where they were living in their van and it was broken down. So the SRO stepped up and helped. There's another SRO that paid out of his pocket for a hotel room for a family that didn't have anywhere to stay.
That's got to be heartbreaking.
It can be, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But you're sometimes able to find help for that person, or sounds like sometimes the officer actually may pay for something out of their own pocket.
Yeah, officers have paid.
Costly.
I think we all probably have done that. A lot of us have done that. I mean, I know I've done it. But
we've bought shoes for kids, you know, clothes,
Christmas
school supplies.
Trees.
Yeah, Christmas yeah. trees. I mean, SROs really do care about the kids in the schools.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have kids who they come to school in clothes that are way too small for them, way too big for them, and those kids get picked on by other kids.
Mm-hmm.
But are you able to sometimes find that child help to where they're able to get some new clothes, or able to, like you said, an officer will buy shoes sometimes?
And we just did that recently with the money from Pancake. So we just did that for several kids not long ago.
So that's one of those things that the money raised may
that goes
end
for
up
for that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we do take the division, you know, we'll identify some of those kids and take the middle and high school kids back to school shopping before the school year starts. And we have Shop with the Sheriff where we take kids Christmas shopping. And a lot of those kids, it's great to see that they won't all just buy for themselves. They'll take take part of the money and buy for their mom or their siblings and spread it out the best they can.
Yeah, well, I had one time that they bought for their family and didn't even pick anything for themselves. I had to encourage them, you know, get some stuff for you too.
And they get X amount of dollars to spend, and a lot of times the SROs will throw in some of their own money just so they can have more gifts.
So when you're going through the store and you're shopping with a child around Christmas time, I've heard many times, you know, the children never get there. They maybe only get one thing for themselves, and everything else is for the other people in their family. That's got to be touching to watch.
It is, yeah, it is, and you know, they're thinking about everybody else but themselves, even at that young age, and it, you know, like Sergeant Hayes said, sometimes you just put your own money with it. That way they get what they want to. So
as we close this morning, how can parents learn more about the SRO Junior Deputy Academy that's coming up?
They need to contact their child school's SRO. It's for fifth graders going into sixth grade, and there is a registration packet that will need to be sent home. That will need to be completed, and then there is a $20 fee for that camp, and there's a code that they can pay that way through.
And then if they want to learn more about the famous pancake or the book, what do they do for that?
Well, they can contact me at Las Casas Elementary or email me at c.dodson, D-O-D-S-O-N, at rcsotn.org.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate y'all joining us.
Thanks for having
us
today.
Again, joining us this morning, we had Rutherford County Sheriff's School Resource Officers, Sergeant Tim Hayes and SRO Chad Dodson. Again, thanks for joining us. Time right now, we're up against the 9 o'clock hour. News is next.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.